Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, we're going to be dancing because this is, guess what, it's Friday night. It's not Wednesday, it's Friday night. This is a special show. They try to shut us down. This is DJ Sanak Odi. We're back on the air on Wednesday. They try to shut us down. That's right, we know who you are, but we're back. We're better than ever because this is the Indigenous Power Hour Activism Show. And it's going to be a powerful, powerful show tonight. Better late than never. This is Friday night. What better way? This is Lenny Lenape Land. This is where I'm at right now. And guess what that means? You're right. thank you, all you listeners out there. Once again, thank you, Northern Cree. Once again, this is the Indigenous Power Hour show and Taino Radio. Radio Taino, what's up, mi gente? La raza. With me, like always, our hostess. Her name is Indy 41, straight out of Nebraska via North South Dakota, Rosebud. What's up? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Santa Corey. And relatives, welcome. Thank you for being here. I send great amounts of gratitude for all those that are tuning in and joining us to begin this healing process. So thank you, relatives. Thank you for tuning in. And we've got a great guest tonight. But I want to talk about, you know, let's do our weekly, you know, Indigenous news, you know what I mean?
There you go, man. We got this.
Yes, we do. And so what I wanted to share with relatives is, there is a hotline, right? The boarding school hotline, okay?
Whoa.
And, yeah. So, you know, those that are in need of, just someone to talk to, you know, who knows? You don't know how trauma is going to come back and hit you or when it's going to hit you. And, you know, there is help out there, you know. There is a hotline. And let me share that number with everyone. Let me see. What is the number? Let me see. Forgive me for not being on point with this, but I'm on point with this because I did my own research. You know what I'm saying? And because
that's amazing.
About 2 weeks ago, right? There was a fake post.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you for like 30 seconds. We lost you for 30 seconds.
Oh, sorry. 30 seconds. Okay. So there was a post recently that went around stating that Blue Quills residential school in Canada, that it had been searched, right? And it had added 1,700 to the numbers of our boarding school babies that have been rediscovered.
Damn.
Yeah. So we've got churches burning and they're blaming us. And you know, we're not the ones burning it down. You know, why would we burn it down? We need that evidence.
Wow. Right? What churches are these are burning? Which ones?
Well, there was one in, New York. There was one in New York, and then a couple up in Canada that have been burnt down.
Wait a minute, I'm from New York. I didn't hear this. Whoa.
Yeah, there was one up there, and it might be more towards the Canada border, but
probably way upstate New York then.
Right, way up there, Carlisle is kind of in that direction, you know, and
not too far from Pennsylvania.
Right. And so I believe it has been a total of 3 churches. And I'm just saying churches because that's my understanding. It wasn't boarding schools. It was churches. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong with my terminology, but the number is 3 that I've heard that have burnt down. I think one was in Atlanta. But I could be wrong. So I will have those facts for you.
Hello?
our next show, you know. But the 24-hour residential school crisis line, that number is 1-866-925-4419. And I encourage any relative who is, you know, in need of some support or understanding or, you know what I mean, just needs to deal with that trauma that is, you know, erupting or coming out or whatever with each of these discoveries. So I called it, Santa Cory. I called the hotline. And because the Blue Quills post that added 1,700 was fake. Okay? It was a fake post. So I don't know who's behind that, but it better not be one of our own. That's all I got to say. It better not. Because we don't need
that. Stuff, man.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we don't need that.
So the accurate count, because when I called the hotline, they didn't have those numbers.
Interesting.
A couple calls later, doing some research on my end, and the gentleman who helped me. Okay? I will mention his name later, because we did come to, you know, a number. But I think it's very important, if you're going to step into these positions or you're going to state your opinion, okay, because there's a big difference between opinion and fact. If you're going to step into these positions, my understanding is you never state a problem without a solution, for one. But two, don't step into those positions if you ain't got the knowledge, the history, or the resources to help the people who are going to call your hotline or call for support or you know, fall upon your services. Then I shouldn't have had to research myself, and I shouldn't have had to make several calls to know what the number was, because Blue Quill's post was a lie. So the schools that have been searched, right, are Matthews, which was 1,300 babies. Kamloops, there are posts going around saying 251. The truth is 200 were discovered. Maryville.
Oh, that's crazy.
Maryville reported 751. The number is 750. Carlisle, 10. So that is 200 or 2,442 of our babies that have been rediscovered, and they were as young as 3.
Wait, hold on a second. You said that Carlisle has 10?
Carlisle had 10. That's what they reported. Nine of those went to Rosebud. That's all Carlisle is reporting. That's all Carlisle is reporting. So just numbers. Right. No, I know, Santa Cory. I know exactly. And please say it. Please say it.
There's a historical documentation that stated that that there is an official tribe that went to Carlisle. It's called Puerto Rico Tribe.
Right.
Spelled P-O-R-T-O, instead of the modern version of Puerto, P-U-E-R-T-O, Rico, R-I-C-O, So that tribal, those tribal kids were from Borinquen, Puerto Rico, those indigenous children from Puerto Rico. So they're not including them, huh, in the count.
Exactly.
We have the documentation.
It's still that breakdown, yeah. It's still that breakdown on what and who we are, you know.
Jeez.
And I'm pretty absolutely sure, you know, that there's some finagling in these numbers. But let me tell you something. The estimate, Santa Cory, is estimated, it is up to 10,000. You know what the real number is being reported?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
25,000.
Wow.
That's what my relatives to get the big boy pants and whatever for.
It's a lot
of
people.
I'm not one of these fear mongers. You know, I'm not trying to place absolutely no fear in none of my relatives, you know, minds or hearts or spirit or anything like that. But that low ball number that they've been throwing out, 10,000, nah.
Yeah.
It's higher than that. So
well, the fix is in. I mean, they're giving them. The fix is in.
Right. And this is 2,442 just off of five schools in Canada.
Damn.
There's 55 residential schools in Arizona alone. You understand?
Wow. Yeah.
Honestly,
so that's what I want relatives to get ready for. But I want them to remind themselves to remember. We already knew this. It's been in us. We've been talking about this and talking. And what our relatives need to understand is this isn't something that was just given to us. Here, now we're going to go look.
Right.
This is part of that white supremacy. You know what I mean? It's part of that mental war. You know, because this is a spiritual war that's going on. So anything they can implant in our thinking, they gonna do it. They gonna come with everything. It's just coincidental right now at this time in history with everything that has gone on back to George Floyd to current. So the last was Asian people getting the hate crime bill passed. So the anti-hate Asian law was passed. We still have Women's Against Violence Act that still has not been signed. And I tell you what, that didn't cover indigenous off the res either back when it was still active, and it doesn't cover them now when it does get passed. They gave tribes jurisdiction on federal land. So what about the indigenous off of federal land? Where's their help?
Guess you got to call the local sheriff. Good luck on that one.
Yeah,
good luck
on that one. And I wouldn't have had to go before Nebraska Senate and ask them to just please take a report.
Right.
Please. Because that's fact. And that was just passed June 1st last year. Just for them to take a report that my sister is missing or my child is missing or my brother is missing. And where I come from here in the heartland, where I come from, more men and boys go missing than our sisters.
You're about a boys' town, right?
Well, and if anybody knows the history of the Franklin cover-up, you know, That's real.
Little Boys Town.
Boys Town. And Boys Town has got, I believe, 9 sites in the U.S. It's not just Omaha. They're all over. There's Florida. They're all over here. So.
Crazy.
300,000 children went missing from Boys Town.
Yeah, that's a war right there. Genocide. Huh?
Right. Right. Well, if the boy, you know, the boarding schools, that was almost an entire generation. Almost. But we got those survivors. My grandmother was one of them. I am one of them. You are one of them. All my relatives are one of them.
That's right.
Anyone alive at this point today is a survivor. And that's what you need to remember, relatives. I love all of you. So what do you think, Santa Cruz?
That's right. Well,
I had to share. I had to wake people up.
We need
up.
That healing. We need
with
the healing.
What you said last week. Well, what did you say last week? How we talked about the Taino count. There's 3 million Tainos counted, correct?
There's over 6 million right now, just from Puerto Rico alone. 6 million
right.
Strong.
And how many don't know?
Well, 61% of the DNA was done. Of those 6 million, have the indigenous DNA, you know, genetics. So take 6 million, 61%, or 61 to 64%.
And how many don't know their Taino? What's that count? That's what I'm getting to.
Well, that's it. It's in the millions.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yep, that's it.
Like I said, you know, like last week, you know, when we talked about the census, you know, did they count us right, or, you know, they did a count. They did an actual count.
The fascists were in charge of that. The fascists were in charge of that one. So a couple of, a lot of the states lost representation, lost money representation, but they did a quick count.
Yeah,
a lot of districts lost money.
Right, but they said the native vote was the most influential.
Yeah.
Okay. Last I knew, POW, slave and aliens, don't have the right to vote. Part of why it's so hard for indigenous on federal land to vote. With their P.O. boxes. That ain't by mistake. That's, remind yourselves, on the res, you are in a prisoner of war camp. Real shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, shall we introduce that guest?
Definitely. I want you to introduce our next guest this week. We've been getting these wonderful guests. Straight out of the front lines, Native America, I should say Indigenous America. Ready for this one?
Potawatomi.
I want the listeners, get ready for this, guys and gals, get ready. Introduce our next guest. I want to plug them in.
For
all
sure.
Right, 3,
Name
2,
radio and
1. All right, he's live. Introduce our guest. Go for it.
All right, Taino Radio and relatives, we have Super Villain blessing us with his warrior spirit. Yes, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You know, it's great to be in the house, y'all. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Welcome.
Tell us where you're from.
Mavrica, welcome.
Yeah, I'm from the Windy City, you know, so representing Chi-Town for me. Yeah, and I founded Intermission last year, which is an independent record label, you know, Native-owned business, and been putting out music ever since then. I've dropped about 300 songs, actually, in just a year. So, like, my whole life, really, like, I just changed all that in 1 year. All right, made the decision that music my passion really, you know, when balls out.
And congrats, if you don't mind, just go ahead. Yeah, congrats. And if you don't mind, tell them how old you are.
I'm 24 years old. I actually recently had a birthday on the 15th, so.
So we
That's
have.
That's awesome. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We have
a young warrior spirit here, owns his own label. Tell us about, you're a student too, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I was. I graduated last year in May, or actually this year, sorry.
This year
in May. Yeah. But it was,
and you graduated in what?
What's that?
What'd you do? Tell us about school.
I went to school as a liberal arts major because I thought that if I wanted to do advocacy, you know, like activism on kind of like a grander scale, I could kind of represent myself that way, you know, like get to know more about Native law. I even took a couple classes trying to understand everything, you know, so I can help my brothers and sisters, you know, because they put it in this context that I know I myself didn't understand and many don't understand. So it's really my job to show the people in this country that there is a problem that needs to be faced head on, you know, and the one to blame it comes from within, you know, and they need to start taking that responsibility of this is, you know, the government's doing, you know, what is the genocide that's been going on for 400 years, you know what I mean?
Over 500 years, baby.
I really want to like lead people, you know, with that kind of warrior spirit of like, you know, now we lead, you know, the younger generation, show them the way.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that because it does. It starts with us, correct? Starts with us and what we allowed. I mean, I don't know. I might be, you know, one-sided on this, but I don't know. They better be glad I wasn't one of them receiving relatives because it'd have been off with their heads, you know?
Yeah.
So I might have forgotten our ways.
I'm trying to learn my language. I don't speak Potawatomi fluently. You know, that's one of the many hurdles of trying to reclaim your identity. So I'm getting here and there some words, but I not enough that I want to like showcase it. Just still learning, you know.
Well,
so
that's
important.
Yeah.
It's that decolonization process.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, because as long as you're speaking their language and not our own, you're thinking it, and you are it. You be it. How do we claim, you know, land back, bundles back, medicine? We can't stick those claims using their language. We have to decolonize and go back to that original communication. And if we really want to get funky with it, you know, we didn't even communicate through words at one time, you know? So, there's a lot that goes with saying land back and making those statements.
Yeah.
We got to call that spirit back.
Yeah, I feel that many try to support these movements, but they don't have their backbone behind it. Like, they aren't really standing up for it, though. Like, some are just sort of, like, sideline supporters, and it needs to be, like, in your community, like, we everywhere, you know. Like, you know, it's our time, really, to make a change. I feel that.
It is.
Yeah.
And change is such a threat to those who think they're in power. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So let's talk about your advocacy.
Well, I'm mainly doing that through music, but I'm also just doing some kind of community outreach, meeting with kids, trying to put them on the right path, get them off the streets, showing music is more like a real route out of here, you know, not really like all the shit that I was taught, it turns out, was ass backwards, and I had to realize that at one point. And it was around the time that I graduated high school, because now it's just on me. You know, at that point, it's just like make a living, find your place, all that shit. So I had to really come to terms and realize some shit like I don't want to be some 40-year-old motherfucker out here still, you know, doing whatever. I really want to make something of myself. So, I first thing I did was I went to work at a construction company, and I worked my way up from a day laborer, which is hard-ass work, to actual contractor, which I am now, at part-time. That's more like a part-time gig because music took over. You know? Like, music's my main thing now. I'm happy to make that transition from, like, basically streets to building houses to building this
community.
Yeah, community. Thank you.
You're going to be building communities.
Yeah, all around. Yeah, there you go. I want to do so much more, too. I want to open up a place that kids can come to, like a rec center in my neighborhood, because we never have one there. You know, that's one thing. There's a lot of things, like big dreams I have. That stuff's going to take a little longer to realize, I think. You know, it's down the road.
Wow, that's great.
Here on Taino Radio, Santa Corey, we ask him to spin a record. So would you introduce your MMIW and let the relatives know about that?
Yeah. This song, Remember Me, the story is not uncommon from many who have gone missing, but it's not actually I do often write songs that are fully not, you know, real, but this is one that the character is fictional, I'll admit, you know, because I was writing from the perspective of a girl who went missing and felt that I needed to almost personally embody what that person's thinking and going through. And I didn't want to pick a name of somebody who is currently missing, or there's an investigation ongoing, or any of these things that are kind of make it more difficult to I just didn't want the message.
Right.
I hope you all enjoy it. You know, I really came from the heart. I really just want to show my support to the movement and all that. All
right.
Awesome. And we played that before, and that's, you like that one.
I just took the vinyl off again, right off my crate. Yeah. I shined it up. It's ready to play. Ready to play.
Santa Claus has been that tune, that record for you.
There we go. Get ready. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, 0.
Remember me. Has anybody seen? Remember me. Has anybody known? Remember me. Has anybody heard of me? Cursed 400 years before the birth of me. Teachers, preachers, police, all of them hurting me. Yes, it's nice to meet you, but I'm not a person you can see. Has anybody heard from me? Remember me. Remember me. It was December Eve when I went missing. New Year's after Christmas, nobody's been missing me. No hugs or kisses from me. Never listen to me, lest my sister with the baby babysitting me. This is me. Probably cause mama's busy, papa's been hitting me. Once he gripped the fist, he gripped my wrist and starts whipping me. When I went missing, the papers didn't even mention me. I'm higher now, that's how it's meant to be. No pain anymore, angel of concrete. I ain't gotta say no more, I said this so you can know me. More than a name with a gravestone deep. More than the blame, the wild claims you put on me. My name was Tony, I was in the 5th grade. Only way you'll know me is probably by this grave. And that's the sad fact, what did I do wrong to receive this blame? Plus a razor blade of Hell's Angel, all angel dust and haze, it's insane. The world I left in dust, It's so fragile that it might break, and I'm just one of a million angels that's been saved. God's got a spot for us all, it's safe to say, we bound to fall, but not before we live in your fate. I love the idea of being an actress, matter of fact, tried out for the school play, was best at Scholastic. But when we plan at that, you blame the victim that passed, no resistance to that. Not to mention, it's more than likely, when you brown or black, you might disappear one day and never come back, never come back. Please give a fuck about the stats. My name was Tony, I was in the fifth grade. I could have been the first female president raised. Remember me, has anybody seen me? Remember me, does anybody know me? Remember me, has anybody heard from me? Cursed 400 years before the birth of me. Teacher, preacher, police, all of them hurting me. Guess it's nice to meet you, but I'm not a person you can see. Has anybody heard from me? Remember me, remember me, remember me. I'm the one you never got to meet. The one who's out forever free. I'm the one on the new screen. The who's he, who's she. The papers, the milk cartons. The native artist on the back, you know, loose leaf. The poster on the street. The mother was crying, she could barely speak. The violence you reap, you decide to ignore my song for peace. I need a moment of silence. That's for the moment, sisters, babies who died from violence and police. It seems like corruption's an epidemic and racism is the disease. Refuse to listen to this message and it's the message you must receive. This racist motherfucker who probably did it says she's a disgrace, a disease, a freak. It makes me wanna bust three bullets like I'm making leaks. Instead of plumbing and bottoming with Moretta's for embedment of trees, palm trees, there's nothing better than except world peace. A better world that's more invested in finding some solutions instead of focus on problems that don't have the right to do shit without progress for all of us. This is where red today. I'll tell you why I read red, cause if we're dead today, the news make up a lie instead. Fuck it, I said it, I couldn't let this shit rest. How women of my color are 4 times more likely than less to be assaulted, raped, murdered, made victim by insane perverts, and blame victims as their murmur. God damn, this motherfucking country, but it's God's land, ignore the problem, but never been in the right hands. I tried so hard when I lived, but still don't think I'm the right man. I think we might need a female chief instead. I think we need a new plan, cause the old one wasn't working. Only ways out up from here, a certain man.
Remember me? Has anybody heard from me? Cursed 400 years before the birth of me. Teacher, preacher, police, all of them hurting me. Yes, it's nice to meet you, but I'm not a person you can see. Has anybody heard from me? Remember me? Remember me?
I wanna take this time to say, you got somebody that lost notes, bottle to my life. Remember their name. Say their name.
This is on behalf of your sisters.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a for all of us. And thank you for stepping up, just like Santa Cory. Thank you for stepping up. You know, I'm providing this because this platform is dedicated to our missing and murdered relatives.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Indigenous 4-Hour Activism.
Yeah, true. I thank you so much, you know, from the bottom of my heart. That means a lot, you know, that, you know, from the sisters, you know. And wow, I'm smiling from ear to ear right now. It means a lot. I'm honored.
Likewise.
Yeah,
likewise.
I wish I could sing. I'm sorry, Santa Corey. My bad.
No. I'm saying that likewise. I'm with you, man. You know, when the women say it, it's an honor, you know?
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
DJ Santa Corey.
That was a strong song, man.
Isn't it? That's that joint that, remember, we played about, I don't know, maybe 4 episodes ago. Sorry for, you know. But that's that one. You like that feel, you know, that, cause you feel that cool, almost that jazz feel that, you know, your region where you come from, you know, that's kind of the flavor, you know. So you can feel all that, but wow, to come as a brother speaking as a missing sister, that's on point.
And from the bottom of my heart too, like, no fake shit, my support is just never ending, and it's real, you know. Shit just needs to change. There's no excuse for the situation to be this bad. Yeah. We
that
gotta
spirit
find a way.
Is present. That spirit is present right now, and the hair on my arms is standing up. So while we got that good spirit in the air, why don't you go ahead and ask DJ Santa Corey to spin your next.
Yo, DJ Santa Corey, spin that next record, man.
Oh, man, I got it ready right here, man. I just put the rag down. It's nice and shiny. I'm going to spin
That's
it right now. Get ready.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready for this one. No
and
holes bar
one
on this one.
What's this one
no
called?
Children's, no
this
children's
one called
home?
No Children's Home. And with that one, I'm not just referring solely to, like, children's homes. It's another one that this one actually is true story, though. Like, the person that I'm describing, his name is Chinee Wincheck, which may be a story y'all are familiar with, you know. First Nation
Sherry.
Boy who, yes, yeah. And he tried to get home, and he froze to death, you know, on his travel, you know, over 600 miles. So, and he actually, I feel like he wanted me to write the song a little bit. You know, like, I'm not going to, like,
is your hair standing up?
What's that?
Wow, I remember seeing that on TV.
Is your hair standing
some kind
up?
Of documentary.
Because mine is.
Yeah,
mine
man,
is.
I saw that on damn, froze to death,
you know?
Man.
Yeah.
And we apologize, you know, for the technical difficulties earlier this week, but something you got to know about this show in particular.
Yeah.
Okay. We tried to write it off as being residual from Spooky Lou show. Spooky Lou.
It's a paranormal show.
He's one of the brothers, you know, but he has the paranormal show. And no joke, Lou, brother, you know I'm not picking on you, but everybody who tunes in knows that our show in particular, when that medicine is good, things start happening. We've had our show completely cut off. We've had, you know, just things start messing around in the studio, or, you know, we've had issues. And I honestly think, and Santa Corey Hill tell you himself, he thinks they shut us down Wednesday. So,
wow.
Yeah, definitely.
We up and running. We up and running, and we bring in that medicine. So I apologize, DJ Santa Corey. please, you know, bless us.
Yeah.
All right. We got
all right,
this.
Thank
one.
You. But thank you for that. For real, yeah. Like, it's all an honor.
Yeah, man.
You.
We got this. That's
yeah.
Awesome, man. Thank you. It's an honor.
They wanted me to be a zombie. It don't even alarm me, cause they shoot a loop. My culture provided nothing that you food for thought was the only food I got in my youth. You could have gotten the truth. They said they did what they got to do. That ain't true. They just did whatever they wanted to. Burning down villages, killing kids if they wanted you. Look how they took me away from my parents like there's only one of you. Didn't leave enough for either one, the devil wanted you. That's how it felt, the elders warned me about when devils that resemble people and complicate life by hating simple people. But in my mind, I'm high like a soaring eagle. Last night said I was out of here, sadly that's my ego. This white cathedral that was housing fear. I also felt like a thousand years and an Indian born in skull. The only goal was killing my people slow. I wanted out of there, they strapped in kids to a fucking power chair and kill them now and then. I wasn't down to be another fucking statistic of a coward man. I wanna break out of the system and start now I can. Close your fist around the power of a hand, I'm coming back again. Tried to travel back home, but it was negative temps. Stumbled and tripped out that night on the gravel and stove. The freight train operator said there's a dead Indian. The cycle immense, my death was the cycle of men that hate each other since the lady killers that swept their mothers and kids. Taking the name of others, taking away my sisters and brothers. So it's take a name or take a number. Make your brain dumber and dumber. If this apartheid, there's stuff to write for us. Unless you make the right decision, start to fight for us. I said if this the apartheid, there's stuff to write for us. Unless y'all make the right decision and start to fight for us. There's stuff to write for us. Unless y'all make the right decision, start to fight for us. We gotta make a change and not stay staying the same. That's the only way that we can survive this cold place. Try to stay warm on the windy days. Every child matters. 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 Hoping that the world would hear me. I was broken, alone, too poor for the world to endear me. Humanitarian war, the wars against the human clearly. Where I see the roots, you see a reason to fear me. Where you saw a teacher, I saw someone who won't believe in me. Where you saw a preacher, I saw someone who won't leave with me. Where you see a social worker, I'll be thinking of underage. And rather keep running from a system that's made of a prison cage. You get me engaged, it's on the news page, yup. That's why nobody hears me. Hope one day you see our lives matter sincerely. I hope they think this facts will cure me. Somehow the facts in my raps are too dreary though. Every child matters.
They did to me.
Every child
matters. They denied my history.
Every child matters.
They took me back away.
Every child
matters. They made me talk this way.
Every child matters.
They took me away.
Every child
matters.
Look at
the gold was only pain.
Every child
matters. Look at the grass was only blood.
Every child
white and blue was always pain.
There you go. Awesome, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, this...
I know coming from you, I mean, you know, real hip hop, you know, up and down, left and right. So it's an honor.
Yo, listen, you know, it's interesting, your songs, kind of, you know, I've been in a lot of ceremonies dealing with DMT, but you know, pineal gland, it kind of has the same effect, like the
no,
rattle, you know, like, you know, which activate, man, our inner medicine, you know, that's it.
Yeah, I feel
so you
that.
Tap into that, brother. You're tapping into that, brother.
Yeah.
That's that warrior. Yeah, that's that warrior spirit that I'm talking about. That is indigenous man. That right there.
That's right. Heart of a warrior. I mean, I'm just speaking honestly because I'm going to fight until my last dying breath for what the fuck I believe in. Oh, my bad. My language. You know what I mean? Like,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great way of putting it, man. That's it. This is...
Yeah,
war
so,
survival.
Like I was inspired by the Tupac Shakurs and you know the Russell Means and Leonard Peltier of the world, and I look at what they did, you know, and how they led the people, and it's like I try to emulate about each my inspiration. So I feel like that's how we're gonna really change things and make there be a wave of change, is if we stop being the same, if I stop acting how I've been acting the past 20 years and try something new. You're supposed to be uncomfortable, you know?
Mm.
Change is not supposed to be comfortable. And when you're making it and doing the right thing, it's going to be, like, uneasy. Like, you're not sure if you are or not. But just keep going forward. Like, that's my advice to all the young warriors right there. Just keep on fighting and you're doing the right thing. It's good by your people, you know, above all.
That's it.
So, yeah.
Well, supervillain. Do you recall what I wanted to discuss with you earlier in the week? What I wanted to bring, you know, attention to. Do you remember that?
What yeah, I thought remember that.
Would be, okay. Well, relatives and I'm gonna say coworkers. Co-workers in the music industry or whatever you want to, you know. But more importantly, us. And I'm being specific to our own. Okay? You know, especially in this genre, but all genres in music. Because, you know, a couple guests ago, you know, we had the lovely Kristen McKay, and she's alternative country. Imagine the battle she goes through. First of all, being an indigenous woman, but doing alternative country? You get what I'm saying? That's two different genres right there, alternative and country, okay? So imagine her battle. But...
Yeah. Well, I gotta say this, that can't be easy, and I'm amazed always when music that is invention, you know, focused, like you're inventing your own music and your own sound, your own unique, you know, identity with it. I always gotta pay respect there. Always.
For sure. For sure. Here's the problem with that male dominance just in the medicine. People forget that music, not only cultural, it's not only, like, you know, associated to, like, a time, you know, because that's not the music I make. I don't make, you know, dated music.
Right.
My goal is timeless. So you can throw my joints on any time, any year. You know, any setting,
that.
You know, I'm not going for the dated stuff. So I try not to go with trends. I don't even listen to nobody. And I'm just going to keep it real. But I do listen to you. And I might be partial because,
again,
you know, but here is the thing. Women have a job, too.
Mm.
Women have a job. Your sisters. Us sisters, we have a job too, to deliver the medicine.
Yeah.
And Our belief is our women will lead that healing. My two cents says it ain't nothing if my brothers ain't there right with me. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
But this dominance is preventing the delivery of that medicine,
yeah,
of that healing. You know?
I really think that's fundamentally when a lot of guys have that disconnect, that they think, you know, they're...
Speak on.
Like, it's like yeah, no, they think that that it's all good, that they're doing right by themselves and others, when really there's have this self-centered perspective, you know, the ego, the way men are, we, you know, like, so, like, not me in particular, but a lot of them just want to, like, own and control and then, like overprotect things, you know, they have this tendency to over follow that instinct, and that prevents the magic, like I'm saying. Not magic, sorry. The medicine, it is, but magical in a sense, you know. To me, that's, you know, so there you go. That's a lot of why a lot of men are prevented from being able to fully heal, you know, and fully, like, bring who they are to themselves, you know. If you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if I'm making sense. My bad.
No, you are. You're making absolute sense because I'm, you know, I get it, and I know our relatives are getting it.
Because, yeah, like, that's how they know.
Something that you said earlier was that accountability.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I like how you added that we it's us. All that happened, but how much of that responsibility and accountability is ours for allowing it? So,
absolutely.
You know, my brothers and those coworkers out here, you know, this is coming from Indigenous First Lady of Indigenous Hip Hop. You know, I've been carrying that on my back for 22, almost 23 years, and I'm just now at a point where, you know, I'm claiming it. You know, I wasn't confident enough to claim it because I'm so underground. And it's not that I'm underground. It's that I'm bringing medicine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And of course, of course, it's not going to be heard of. They don't want us to heal. They don't want us to heal. They don't want the positive messages going out there or the, you know what I mean? They want to continue to dumb us down and you know, the thing with a lie, making a believer out of lies is repetition.
Right.
That's what your boy Hitler was, you know, not your boy, but, you know, the boy Hitler was quoted as. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And here's something crazy. Many don't know Farrakhan visited Pine Ridge, right?
Yeah.
They don't
heard
know
of
that. Yeah, and you know why he visited Pine Ridge?
Go on, elaborate, please.
Because his granddaughter is part Ogallala.
Yeah.
You'd never know that. You would never know that. But, yes, his granddaughter is Ogallala. So he made a visit, brought his wife, you know. And his recap is that they put one of those blankets over his wife's arm, and his son built those tents. That's what he said, those tents. So teepees and shops.
Wow.
And he said
wow.
once that drum got going, his wife, you couldn't tell that she wasn't one of them, and she had never danced before.
Why he's crying
because she remembered, you know.
Yeah.
And this is what he had to say. He said one hip hop song, one song period, was more powerful than five of his speeches.
That's right, too. That's 100% true right there.
You know what I mean? And it happens to do with that repetition and the music. And 'cause that's it's like truth. Truth is a vibration you can feel.
Right.
That's what gets communicated. The music is real. When the healing is real. When the words are being spoken are real. You feel it. That's where the goosebumps come from, all that, you know?
Right.
So
exactly.
Me and you have a joint. We got a song. So,
if
you don't mind.
I love it, by the way. It's my favorite song.
If you don't mind, I'm going to ask DJ Santa Corey to spin this one.
For sure. For sure.
We got it. We have
DJ
it here.
DJ Santa Corey?
Yep, we have it. Let's go for it.
This
can
song
you spin
is
that?
Way, it's dope. It's how it is.
Take you higher.
Joe.
There you go.
Love that track.
Yeah, that one, oh, man, that one has me in a trance, too. Like, every time I hear it, you know, even to this day.
It's psychedelic.
Yeah.
It is. And you know, when we were, you know, when I was communicating to him about it, I said, you know, I explained to him about the role of woman.
Right.
From Creator. Creator gave us the gift of guiding unborn souls. But the other gift or responsibility, because that's really what it is. That's a responsibility like no other, guiding an unborn soul, because, you know, we got a lot of soulless walking around here, you know.
Definitely.
And in order to get one, you must come through a woman. Our ways, you know, don't teach us that we come from man's rib. Our ways teach us that man comes from our womb. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
There is no, you know, dominance between male and female. You know what I mean? Because you can't have you if you don't have me, and I can't be me if I don't have you. That's that opposite. You know what I mean? What energy is in us being, you know, I'm just so glad I don't prescribe to Christianity. How about that? I'll just say that. So you get what I'm saying? Because I would be gone a long time ago if I did. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
I would, because I would be one of those dead ones walking. You know what I mean? But that the other responsibility is leading man to his soul, which is to remind you and to keep you ever present with Creator.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So there's a lot that falls on the shoulders of Indigenous woman. You brothers got it real tough. Believe me, you got it tough. And those that remain, like you two gentlemen, you know, thank Creator for that. You know, I thank Creator for that personally as a sister. You know, but I also thank it on behalf of my brothers, you know, for that blessing. And, you know that song, you know how that song, what it means to me. You know, it is our men just picking their spirit back up. So you got you said you wanted to bust a rhyme, right?
Sure, I'm 100% down for that. I got the beat here. I mean, yeah, we got time for that. What do you think?
We got time for that. So go ahead and give us a second here. Let you know, I just want to thank all the relatives, thank every single one of them that tuned in tonight and got some of this, because I tell you what, this is almost like when Seville came to visit us. I swear to God, his energy is so powerful that I swear I had ADD by the end of the show, and all I wanted to do was run around, run up the wall.
Right.
And that's how I'm feeling. You know what I mean? And Santa Corey, you are just, I don't know. You are just, there's no date on your soul at all, because, you know, once, you know, I explained to guests, you know, or give a little description about who you are, and you know, because, you know, I'm out here in the Midwest, and, you know, a lot of people may not have heard of you. And then again, there's a lot of people who absolutely know who you are, you know, and I don't know, your soul is just, I don't know, it is definitely younger than the chronicle age that you have. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Maybe you got a little ADD in you. You know what I'm saying? But thank you both. Thank you both. Thank you both for stepping up. And thank you to all of our relatives. And
so, thank you.
Yes, thank you for sharing all of that with us.
You know, I'm gonna throw a rap, but it wasn't written by me. It was written by Chief Plenty Cruz of the Crow Nation. He's a warrior chief during the time of Sitting Bull, right? And this is a quote. Yeah, this is his quote. So I wanna read you this quote. You talk about education before, you know, when you got your liberal arts and stuff. So this is what he said back in the late 1800s. Education is your most powerful weapon. With education, you are the white man's equal. Without education, you are his victim, and so shall remain all your lives. There you go. So what you're doing is all related to education, man. Educating
that was
the people,
rap,
all of you.
You wasn't rapping,
rap, right?
You wasn't rapping, was you? Thanks for having me. I got you.
I know, right?
I got you. I got you. We're gonna do that again later after a little time together on that one, okay? But super villain.
Go for it.
Oh, you want me to kick that fire? All right.
Go for it. We want to hear it.
All right. All right. Let me just let the beat rise for a second. Yo, I got the perfect recipe to be my verse resting in peace. I keep the paper, we not on my wind deception. I'm making these rhymes come to life like these lives into peace. But now I lobby to keep the five without TV to be swinging these vibes at the same damn time. Instrumentally biting me, smoking like the lemon tree. Middle finger to my enemy. You get my drift, it's easy. I'll answer the E. You see me on the next page. I'll catch you up for now, speed. Know the names so you can mention the game. Now, keep the game for SV. I'll show you how this record hit when you wrecking it. You know me, never PC, never lonely as an MC. The student of rock him that dropped gems. He never phony. Non-trans been flowing like the now been. The now been below me. Unless I'm on trial, then the day once don't even know me. All that way, I'm all vile. Verbal fallout. I give a fuck about the government. Involved out for my people that's loving it. I'm trying to call out the microphone that want to control me. Or is it I control them? The whole crowd implodes, explode in. Freedom isn't free. That's what Russell means. Quoted in the land of the unfree police. Kill the Minnesotans. That's looking like me. I'm lighter but still bronze and golden brown. When I'm holding this mic and lighting by invoking the sound. It's like a barbecue when I goes in. Invocation of fire blazes, I took the whole hand. See the beat's best friend is beautiful ladies and these kids. The youth gets inspired by these old hands looking like old men holding shit. But I'm never holding back. I need a whole motorcade in back whenever I'm pulling in. Pulling the beat apart, I can show the baby back. Main source of notice friends, never noble men back home. Four corners hang over ends, otherwise they click clack the chrome. Dip said to hustle and motivate, immobilize them. Drawing on the map, no cap, been honest on that. Y'all just awkwardly rap, it's either that or that. We never sleep, I've been reaching new heights with that. Walking the tracks like you five, burning, just come leap for rap. Don't weep for that. Stay high, modest on the stats, but in confidence and math. You don't be talking about the problem, swag. Get some knowledge on that, Jack, on the stats. I'm sparking the mic, I feel hip-hop returns back. We still can take to relax. We're doing so well, the whole world can recognize. We about to blow up hell, and we for shy weaponized. Now recognize, this ain't no sideshow shit. I'm only humble, I don't sit and tell my shit. Why society tempt my melanin? Pretending to hell with them, I'm relevant. I can't help myself. Let alone save my people alone. It's gone. Take the movement so big, not even evil knows. Otherwise, they try to build walls around us. That's how the Rico votes. The people know the real from the fake, the lies from the phony. The middle balance relates. That's my white homie. Fighting society with me. Ain't got time for mistakes. Got me trapped on an island like Rikers, not Cody Banks. For sobriety's risky, what can I say? The real ones control the range. So let's fight. Alright, that's all I got. Fuck you. Alright. Yo, I better stop myself before I get ahead of myself. Because the beat's about to end anyway. There you go. I had to spit a little. Yeah. So, like, that was off cap. I'm just some shit that I've been, I like, often store up lyrics, you know, like I'll be writing throughout the day, but not like one cohesive song. And then I come in, sort of freestyle, put it all together whenever I hear a beat. I pretty much do this most of the day practicing. Like I can just start spitting on, like I've challenged myself to listen to any beat and kind of like not emulate any flow and just let it all come naturally. But yeah, that's what I got. What y'all think?
Wow, that's great, man. You got it, man.
Wow, thanks. Appreciate it.
You ready, Santa Corey?
I don't know, man. You know what's...
Santa Corey wants to rap. I think he should rap, and he thinks I'm playing with him. Look, he hit me with this. He hit me off with this, like, a couple days ago.
Inspired, man.
He's inspired, like, I really want to rap. Let's do this. Like, I'm inspired that he wants to. Because he sings his ass off. And you know he's it. You know he's in Creator. He's the first prayer of Creator.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that a great thing to play with him when I say, let's do this. But I am so sincere because I'm, you know, rap is my passion too. It is. And I think Santa Corey could go far. And I'm telling you, I can see Santa Corey going as nice as you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're very nice. You are very, you know, and
I see it. Psychedelic.
It
One of my biggest inspirations was Rakim right off the bat. You know, like I went from for some of Nas's biggest influences and stuff like that. Like, because I feel like that's really the forefathers of hip hop. Like for what it is now, you know, how it transformed from gangster rap into something different, conscious. You know that kind of thing.
Santa Corey, do you know he went, what was it? You did what? How many songs? What was it? Was it five in one day just a couple weeks ago?
Oh, shit. Wow.
What?
Santa Corey?
You, super villain.
Me?
Oh, you,
oh
super
me?
Villain.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking about me.
Sorry. No, I was talking to you. We're getting Santa Corey to rap. Right now he's ceremonying, and you know what I mean. He's all the good. He's the stuff we're trying to get to. Okay, but we're not there yet, right, Super Villain? We're not there. But he wants, you know, and I'm telling you,
but yeah,
five
more,
songs
more,
I think.
I did challenge myself to make like five tracks in one day. Yeah, like I did the three verses and two hooks on
totally mixed down everything.
Yeah, but two of them I did go an easier route, and I just did two hooks and one verse on two of them. So more just kind of like freestyle format with two hooks on the
with
end.
No
the
hook,
beginning.
With no
yeah,
hook.
Yeah, in the middle, you know, it's just me like flowing. So.
Right,
yeah.
But, you know, that's a skill right there. There ain't people who could go more than, you know, 8 bars, let alone 16 bars, but go that many bars without a hook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with a hook because people, they get caught up on these formats of songs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hook.
They get too caught up on like the infrastructure of all kinds of shit that they don't even get the art of it, you know, the real passion.
Yeah, and my stuff, you know, is raw as it could be.
Yeah.
Toothless, no moccasins, and my hair in some braids. You get what I'm saying? That's how raw mine is. You know? you know, but that's real nice, and I like, you know, I just want you to know I'm either way, we're gonna get Santa Corey right for once. No songs or raps until until he you know, we talk a little bit, but we're going to get him right, all right? And I may call Supervillain in on the session, but you know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Thank you.
Up a rapping school. You know,
why not?
Just kidding.
Oh, man, you guys all inspiring me, man. That's it. I'm getting training.
Here's another thing, though. Just real quick before, you know, I know it's time to go and we're running. We done ran over, you know, all that.
I got no idea.
But here's another connection. Santa Clara, you do know that me and you, not him, because you know he's half our age. Why did I say that? Okay. All right, relatives. I am a little older, all right? But I am still Indigenous First Lady. Don't get that confused. Anyways, but here's another connection.
What's
it's that?
That
generational. It's that generational. Because I don't, you know, I've done stepped into my role. And Santa Clara, you know, you're in that role already. Look, I mean, you are my, you know, you're my higher up, okay? Just like I would be for the Super Bowl. But you get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to be that elder, nor am I going to be that ancestor that you don't want showing up. I'm going to be that ancestor and relative and elder that you do want to call when it goes down, you know, because like I said earlier, this is a spiritual war.
It is.
You know, and,
yeah.
You know, thank you. You get what I'm saying? It don't have to be that, you know, because you know how some elders can be. Think about it, Santa Clara. Me and you, we could tell some of the same stories, you know, about how our elders, you know, and stuff treated us, you know, and I get it. I get all the trauma and everything that comes along with it, but they did a lot of withholding of information and our history because, you know, we come from that oral one. We don't come from them books and them, them stone tablets, you know?
Right.
So
stone tablets.
And then some of them even picked and chose. Some went for blood quantum, you know? Because I tell you what, I was the Washichula, which is the white girl in the family. And that's how they treated me. So this felt good. This was another great, great show with some
definitely,
good
man.
Medicine, some good spirit, huh?
Man.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yep, man.
Yeah.
And it's archived. It's archived, so please share it. Share it abroad. Message must be sent. So let me see. We're right now at, man, we're on fumes right now, but we got it going. I'm Supervillain. You said you got another rap, you said?
Oh, no. I that's all I had, you know, for tonight.
I thought you heard. I thought I heard that. Okay. It's the after party, right?
Look. He thought he heard that. Supervillain, here's your go. He thought he heard that. So, go ahead, spit something, do something, play, do whatever.
All right. I mean, I might. Shit, let me just look for, mainly it's like picking the beat, so finally.
You got a catalog of over 300.
Wow.
So you can find something. Right. Right.
Yeah,
this is somebody who is about that.
But hey, yeah, sorry, my bad. If you're waiting on me, I'm thinking about what I'm like. I'm gonna try flowing on this one. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's hit this beat though. Yeah. after that wild factor. It's like a wild card. You know, you go faster. Question how raw. Back off. Kind of like my master. This is St. Paul, South Paul. Now back off. See what South Paul. Before you downfall. Round about waves. Playing my bounce. Got cars lost. Be broken. I talk what I spoke. I walk what I spoke. I'm only sparking what I spoke. I start getting closer. After throwing some dark. Oh shit, I don't know about this one. I don't like this beat as much. Alright. So I'm actually put that one on hold because I got a whole other vibe going right now than that beat ended up being. My bad.
do what the spirit tells you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spirit.
You have to party right now.
Do that.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is good. And I know our relatives that are tuning in, they right with us. They feeling it too. You know, we'll turn the phone lines on. And, oh, that was another one. That was another reason. Remember, the phone lines crashed. Or, you know what I mean? They were popping and whatever.
Yeah.
We couldn't get them on. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah,
the men in black.
Universe, let's see here. About we, that's the one already. I gotta find the beat version of this because I tried to record over it. Technical difficulties. My bad, folks. One second.
Yeah, I know about that, man.
I'm just going to forewarn you now, supervillain, if you leave any gaps, you take a breath, believe me, I'm jumping on. Don't be no dead air. I'm going. Get it together.
Demo.
You got one of your B-boy suits on right now. I'm trying to picture you right now. I see you, and I see you, like, lean back in, like, an office chair or something. I'm just telling you what I vision. But are you in one of your outfits?
I got my Kango on right now, and I got, like about five chains on. So I'm chilling, yeah.
What you got on? Are you in your office chair in your B-boy outfit?
Yeah, I'm doing
shit,
right now. I got the Mark Echo limited, you know, tee on and kicking it like old school, man. You know? Hell yeah.
What you got on?
I got my.
I got my Taino
regalia, except for my underwear, because it's hot, humid, New York City summer air, can't breathe.
Oh my God, it's been 100 degrees here every day. I'm telling you, what's your temp been?
Oh, it's about 100 degrees, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little cooler than that.
Oh, where?
Yeah. Illinois is hot as hell. It's crazy hot.
It's right. And you're right in that little cavern right along where I'm from, you know?
Yeah.
Is that Wisconsin where you live in? Wisconsin?
No, Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you come from the Windy City. Pottawatomie.
Yeah,
wow.
originally it was like up there was like swampland, so it would have been that's the kind of weather natural there is, like the humidity, you know, really
oh,
hot.
Man.
Humid, where you can see it,
like
it's like a body, you know, in height, you know.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
crazy.
Gosh!
I did actually locate the beat though. I just want to announce. So my bad.
All
about
right.
Go for it. Go for it, man.
All right.
Keep talking shit. No.
As I roll down the boulevard in the car that's probably stolen, have my book around the start, the same rhyme I'm talking, rolling. wanted to properly touch the charts, but I couldn't because my message spoke the truth of no loss and still put in time. Shit, I probably couldn't even put in rhyme. I wouldn't because I'd have a gun at mine. The sun was dry when helicopters come helicopter. Bodies would rot when no one could find on the corners of crime. I got one for the trolley if he wanted to pay the mine. It's always two for thought, so I got buckets of time. They even rolled down the same boulevards I drove through where the boulders at. Not to mention my old crew down the cul-de-sac. Now we on the map, but there's bad things that come with that. Gotta stay strapped, cause if you don't rap, then it's still bad attack. Even if you rap, like what the fuck is that? I go through yards like a doctor, go through umbilicals. Children with scars, the fact that made it out is a miracle. Cause I'm at large, in the same parking lot, sparking with the center pool. My drives go up and down on guard. It's like French all my sound, unpreventable. The cause that I'm talking about, an unbelievable art. It's meant to reach the pinnacle of hip-hop. And on that topic, I'm quite critical of my own shit. But I'm never cynical. Stars. The new wave is reinventable. You can't help but innovate on all your every rule. Bitch, I'm great, there's no interview. My bad. It's hard to be humble and considerable. When y'all comes back to trouble, I caused the instrumental that we bought. It's understandable. My mental was so sick as the block, I had to make a choice that's regrettable, but still on the grind. I chose mine, just so I could go back whenever I chose time. Closing on the reticle before the mission was lost. Yeah. Some shit like that.
Let it go.
Oh, fuck, my bad. You gonna rap? Oh, my bad. Here, let me get this back
up. I was gonna come with it.
Go ahead.
I hate it, girl. New play a new game. Midwest, madam, say my name. It was said never send a boy to do a man's job. Imagine what came to thigh when a bitch like me came upon the spot. Reggae no stop, spit one rhyme one time. Vote the nation in. What nation of followers? What make the thing? I set your own three laser stronger than mine. How's that when your bitch made pussy late? Easy to invade to the stage for more drama to come. You ain't fucking with this miss. There ain't no other bitch regulating like this. My shit, you copping feels, riding on my heels, get too close and I'll post code still now. That's real.
Yeah. Oh man, shit, that might be all I got in me. I'm starting to get really cotton mouth. I gotta say.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that beat, I like that beat. That goes hard. Actually, my homie AJC made that.
Yeah, I like that. What you know? I like your flavor. Yeah. And again, thank you.
No problem, no. Wow. It's been such an honor, though, to be on, you know, your show. It's crazy. Thank you.
Yeah,
so,
man, this is great. Wait. The after party.
I was just going, right, you said the after party? Right? You really got your regalia on tonight, huh? But, thank you, Supervillain, and relatives. Yeah. We got a treat for you next week too. We got some more of that great energy and that warrior spirit, and you know, true warriors out here doing their things. Ones that I have to say, I don't think they ever had an issue with calling their spirits back. I think their spirit's been intact the whole time, and. Stay tuned in. We've got some, you know, we keep it like Santa Corey said, the after party. You know what I mean? So appreciate
That's right.
all of you and both of you gentlemen. Palamia.
It's been a blast. Thank you. All right. Have a great night.
All right, man. Well, thank you once again, man. We'll be back soon. You'll be back. We'll invite you back soon, man. Keep that momentum.
Hello, anybody out there?